Without the right quantity and mix of energy storage in place, we won't be able to stabilize the grid, decarbonize power generation, secure energy supply, or make sector coupling possible. In this audio article, Dr. Holger Wolfschmidt, Senior Portfolio Manager, Storage at Siemens Energy, explains why storage is the Swiss Army knife of the energy transition. This article is part of the Future Energy Perspective series, presented by Power Engineering International and Siemens Energy. Today, major organizations demand a massive, rapid rollout of energy storage solutions and setting clear targets for energy storage. For instance, the European Association for Storage of Energy, or EASE, states that energy storage targets are a necessary complement to existing EU climate targets and will allow Europe to foster a local, sustainable green energy system independent of external energy imports. The EU urgently needs to adopt an energy storage target and strategy to accelerate the necessary storage deployment today. Simply put, when it comes to our energy future, nothing will work without energy storage. However, such statements from EASE and other organizations concerning energy storage still don't get the public attention it deserves. Today, increasing the share of renewables, mainly solar and wind, seems to be on everybody's mind, along with the urgency of phasing out fossil fuels to reduce CO2 emissions and secure energy supply. However, without energy storage to balance energy supply and demand, the share of renewables won't be able to expand further, and thus, energy supply won't be ensured. Aiming for 600 gigawatts energy storage capacity by 2050 in the EU. Also, power generation is becoming more and more decentralized while energy demand rises, and that also requires flexible energy storage. Finally, sector coupling, transferring energy to other economic sectors, depends on expanding energy storage. That's why this topic deserves greater public attention. Currently, we have around 60 gigawatts in energy storage capacity within the EU, mainly in the form of pumped hydro storage. According to EASE's estimates, at least 187 gigawatts by 2030 and 600 gigawatts by 2050 would be needed to enable electrification of various economic sectors while securing energy supply. Moreover, it will ensure grid stability despite inertia being removed from the grid during fossil power phase-out. No major technological hurdles. This means that the EU faces a formidable challenge. Instead of 0.8 gigawatts installed in battery storage by 2020, 14 gigawatts needs to be installed each year throughout 2030. Without this, it's possible that EU countries will have to curtail renewable energy generation and rely further on fossil power for dispatchable energy supply. While these targets may seem to be a tall order, the good news is that the political will is there for creating a flexible, decarbonized energy system on transmission as well as a distribution level. And while R&D for various storage technologies will continue, at this point, there are no major technological hurdles standing in the way of reaching these goals. Energy storage solutions as varied as their applications. In fact, all the different energy storage solutions available can be seen as a kind of Swiss Army knife, offering a greater variety of solutions for different applications. Some, such as supercapacitors, store electric charges with high power density and thus can deliver high energy within milliseconds, which greatly helps with grid fluctuations. By comparison, batteries support grid stability as well as deliver dispatchable energy by discharging energy from milliseconds to hours to days. Then there are mid-term mechanical solutions such as compressed air storage that store energy for days or weeks, which can help balance the grid. Finally, we have seasonal and even longer-term solutions such as hydrogen, which enable shifting energy from the energy sectors to other parts of the economy such as industry or mobility. Batteries, flexible, mature, and multi-purpose. let's take a closer look at the classic solution for short-term energy storage, batteries, particularly lithium-ion batteries. They are a flexible and mature solution that serve a wide range of purposes. Most importantly, they provide grid services such as frequency regulation, serve in capacity markets, and can counter the volatility of renewable energy sources by storing energy whenever abundantly available and provide it during shortages. That's particularly important for solar-dominated systems that require daily flexibility due to the day-night cycle. Batteries have two additional benefits. First, they help power producers or grid operators avoid a mostly involuntary reduction of energy output, also known as curtailment. Second, they make energy arbitrage feasible. This means that producers can store energy when it's cheap and sell it when prices are high. When combined with renewables such as wind farms, battery storage also helps manage power depending on current needs. They're also well suited for black start capabilities or as backup solutions. For example, the Marsh Landing Generating Station, a gas-fired power plant close to Antioch, California, recently replaced its diesel engines for black starts with a battery solution. Finally, microgrids for data centers and industry grids also need storage systems to enable flexible power usage. Cancelling out battery shortcomings. As important as batteries are, they do have their shortcomings. On the one hand, rare elements are being used for their production, which raises environmental issues as well as concerns over the dependency on countries that supply them. However, with continued research and development, rare elements could soon become less important. Equally imperative is finding sustainable ways to either reuse or recycle batteries. We also need to develop new battery concepts. For example, better solutions to help us to be less dependent on and eventually replace lithium systems. One such concept are metal-free flow batteries, which may achieve longer discharge periods. Overall, batteries are a great option, but not the only one, and its shortcomings can be matched by other technologies. Mid to long-term solutions for energy storage. When it comes to wind-dominated systems, or those that can face Dunkelflaute, a period in which little to no energy can be generated due to insufficient wind and solar power, mid- to long-term storage solutions are vital. Capable of storing energy for days, weeks, or months, they deliver energy when necessary. Moreover, there's a great variety in terms of mechanical, thermal, as well as thermal-mechanical solutions available, summarized as long-duration storage. One classic example of a mechanical solution is pumped hydro, which has been used for millennia and makes up over 90% of global total energy storage today. By comparison, thermal energy storage adds another essential building block for any future energy system. It makes use of heat produced by renewable energy or captured from waste heat or exhaust gas, ranging in discharge duration also from mid-term to long-term storage. A great variety of heat storage mediums is available in the form of liquids such as molten salt and pressurized water, or solids such as steel, concrete, or sand. These storage mediums enable the distribution of thermal energy across sectors back into various processes, including heating as well as cooling applications for buildings or industrial processes. Long-term storage and smart controls. There is one long-term storage technology we haven't mentioned yet, hydrogen. It's special in that it's the most promising technology for enabling sector coupling. Only by shifting renewable energy to other sectors we'll be able to decarbonize our economy, such as in buildings, mobility, industry, and other areas. Despite efficiency losses, hydrogen is the best long-term storage solution for renewable energy we have available today. For sure, seamlessly integrating energy storage solutions into a future energy system won't work without a smart control system. It will integrate heterogeneous elements such as renewables, energy storage, gas turbines, and other assets, as well as projected demand and weather reports. This means that, for instance, an optimizer can control dispatch based on weather forecasts, technical and financial measurements, and other parameters. Defining energy storage targets. based on energy storage assets, smart controls can enable virtual grid expansion, storing, as well as providing energy. It can also digitally emulate the system inertia, so-called grid-forming control required as rotating mass leaves the grid. And all of this can be controlled remotely as well as securely. In short, storage solutions are indispensable for our energy future. However, it takes much more than recognizing that energy storage solutions are crucial for reaching an economy of net zero emissions by mid-century. We must have the right political and financial measures at hand to ease the transition to a more sustainable energy system. At the same time, we need to define targets so that we know we're on the right track. Complementary systems are essential. California, for example, set energy storage targets already in 2010 at 1.3 gigawatts by 2020 for the state's investor-owned electric utilities. At present, it's been increasing its targets with the goal of reaching 100% clean energy by 2045. Today, the goal stands at 15 gigawatts. However, that's not enough. Recent estimates show that the state could need 55 gigawatts to reach that goal. Such programs are just the beginning, and we need to see more of these kinds of initiatives. Around the world, we also need to foster close cooperation between policymakers and the private sector, as well as among companies competing for efficient as well as affordable energy solutions. Around the world, we also need to foster close cooperation between policymakers and the private sector, as well as among companies competing for efficient as well as affordable energy solutions. As the world aims to ensure a secure and decarbonized energy supply, it's clear that a mix of complementary energy storage systems will be indispensable. This audio article is brought to you by Power Engineering International in partnership with Siemens Energy. For more future energy perspectives, visit the Power Engineering International website at powerengineeringint.com/future energy perspectives.